A former vice chairman of Enron was found dead this morning outside Houston. County officials have ruled the death of John Clifford Baxter a suicide. Baxter challenged Enron's accounting and business practices last year before resigning in May. He was one of the top executives at Enron, now being sued by shareholders for selling millions of dollars in Enron stock before the company collapsed. From Houston, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
The 43-year-old executive was found by police officers parked on a highway median in Sugarland, a suburb of Houston. Pat Whitty is a spokesperson for the Sugarland Police Department.
At 2:23 a.m. this morning, Sugarland police officers discovered Mr. John C. Baxter inside a vehicle parked between two medians. He had an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. A suicide note was discovered. There was no apparent sign of any foul play. Identification found in his wallet indicated he was an employee of Enron.
Police officers refused to disclose the contents of the suicide note, but a former Enron executive who worked closely with Baxter for years said that he believed Baxter's suicide is connected to Enron's collapse. The executive, who spoke on condition of anonymity, called Baxter one of the good guys. Part of his problem was that he had a conscience. The executive called Baxter's death another Enron tragedy and said, "I wonder if this means the scandal is even worse than people think." A current Enron employee who also spoke on condition of anonymity knew Cliff Baxter for more than a decade. She describes a colleague who was easy to like.
He was just well-spoken, intelligent, and he was just somebody who was very ethical and honest. And, you know, it was just very nice to see somebody who has worked hard and who deserves to get ahead, got ahead, and got promoted.
She says that after he left the company, that Cliff Baxter appeared to be enjoying life, sailing his yacht to Florida with his family.
He didn't think that he had done anything wrong or had any guilty feelings or any regrets on things that have happened.
She described Baxter as a man full of life, and she says that when she heard the news this morning when she got to Enron, she didn't believe it.
He just does not seem like somebody who would take his own life, and he seemed to have a good family life. He seemed to be having interest in doing things, and just did not seem like he had this inner turmoil that would want to end things. I am very surprised.
Before he left, Baxter apparently had tried to warn his colleagues at Enron about the company's perilous accounting practices. In a letter to CEO Ken Lay, Enron executive Sharon Watkins spoke about Baxter's efforts in this regard. Watkins wrote, quote, "Cliff Baxter complained mightily to Skilling and all who would listen about the inappropriateness of our transactions with LJM," end quote. LJM was one of the partnerships that helped Enron hide huge amounts of debt. Watkins' letter warned the Enron CEO last August that the company would implode in a wave of accounting scandals unless the company took action. Baxter was one of the Enron executives named in a lawsuit brought by Enron's investors. Baxter sold more than 500,000 shares of Enron stock for $35 million. Cliff Baxter was born in Amityville, New York, and was a graduate of New York University. He was a captain in the United States Air Force, and he leaves behind a wife and two children. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Houston.